Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But Anna, she did come in at 16.
Not real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Holy!
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa.
Well, say something. You're the greeter.
Oh, that's different. Usually you talk first. So welcome to another episode of the Second Chance Random Mike, thank you, Lifestyle Show.
Exciting episode.
Yes. So it's been about a month, so I thought we'd have another show. So I'm Lisa. I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist. You are, so quiet.
I am Ken, a legal process outsourcer.
Okay. Do they know what that is?
They should by now. Okay, so here we go.
Okay, go back.
Welcome, everyone. Right, welcome to another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, a show that is merely here for you and only you. No one else. So I'm sitting here with my lovely co-host here. I gave her a bit of a spin here. She can do the greeting. Still a bit of homework to work on. But
excuse me.
Oh, so
I'm the one that talks with the knowledge. You just, I don't know, entertain.
Well, I guess I'm the entertainer.
Yeah.
My name is Kenneth. I am a legal process outsourcer, and believe it or not, soon to be hypnotherapist. And you are? Who are you anyway?
Oh, I'll introduce myself again. I'm Lisa. I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist and also a mental health practitioner.
You practice mental health then?
I work in the field of mental health and I help clients support.
Good. So today is December 7th.
2014.
Oh, day of Pearl Harbor.
Is it?
Well, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, but yeah.
And yesterday was full moon, actually, so I wonder how everyone's feeling. How are you feeling?
I feel quite spiffy now.
Oh, okay.
Now, so hopefully everyone had an awesome weekend. Well, you could do some more. Just sit there.
You were talking.
Oh, please continue.
Continue, yeah. So, I'll give you a phone number for the show if you'd like to call in. 516-595-8091. Or you can send us a message in the chat room. Or on Facebook, Second Chance Hypno. What is it? It's been so long.
Hey, so
you can take.
If anyone wants to. Oh, what the?
There you go. Sorry. Facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy. There's so many links, it's hard to remember all the links.
Back here for a bit here.
Yeah.
So then, if anyone wants to give us a jingle, area code 516. 595-8091. So give us a jingle, get online, and we can discuss today's exciting topic.
Yes.
It's a really hot, juicy one.
It's a very good one I want to talk about.
Well, before we continue, you must give the proper tribute.
Mm.
To Her Majesty.
Yes. They're also still asleep. The reason why they're tuning in to us. Okay, so today, actually this topic, I've been thinking about it for the last couple weeks, but didn't have time for the show, or I wasn't feeling well. But it's funny, this topic, over the weekend, actually, in my different Facebook groups, people have been talking about this. The topic is bullying.
Bullying.
Yes. Specifically, when bullies, you can either say don't grow up, or grow up to be adults, and there's basically adult bullies.
What exactly is a bully?
Anyone who belittle you in any way, either they want to either physically assault you, call you names in person, or, you know, the new cyberbullying, someone you never met, harass you in any way, unwanted emails, phone calls, talking badly about you.
Really?
It just kind of goes on and on. Workplace and businesses, and even, I'm sure, with your family and friends, possibly. So.
Well, see, to me, when I hear bully, it reminds me of once when I was a lad, this one idiot, he told me, he said he wants me, you know, bring, he wants to take me lunch money. So he said, tomorrow when you come here, I want to take your money. I said nothing. So the next day, him and his two twats were there, and they said, where's your money? And I said, oh, sorry, here's my money right here. Here's my fucking book. And I smashed it across his face. And the funny thing is, after that, left for us. No, no.
Oh, no.
It could be for us. Okay. And after that, he left me alone. I had no more awesome. I had no trouble whatsoever after that. And then even once in the high school, one lad tried something similar. He had a similar response. I had zero trouble after that. So for me, it's harder to understand bullying because I never really had to experience it. And when I tried, it lasted maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Well, I can talk about that. I usually don't talk about much about my personal life on here, but for this topic, I think it's important because other people are going through it. I'm sure people have heard about, you know, like bullying in the schoolyard. So I was bullied in elementary school and high school. Specifically girls, they can be really nasty and cruel. And, So I was bullied. I know what it feels like.
What, did they grab you, push you around, say, out the way?
It's more like gossiping, or they try to mess up your locker. They smear, like, a muffin on my locker, put a fake note pretending to be a guy, which I knew was false. So stuff like that, and so eventually I just left the stupid school, and I was like, hey, that school, and I just pursued my rest of my high school. But now, present day, what happens when these bullies are adults now, and they're still bullying?
But I'm trying to decipher this. Like, to me, we discussed the school, money, which is, you know, nothing. But now in the future, fast forward to 2014, I'm still trying to pin these bullies. So if they constantly ring you, you're telling me, then it's a bit of bullying. And it's cyberbullying when you're online. And bring up the story. In case anyone wants to...
Okay, I was going to bring up, you want a definition?
Yeah, we're looking at bullyingstatistics.org, by the way.
Gosh.
That's
good enough. So what is bullying? What does it say? I don't think you can hear me. Definition.
Feel free to speak in English.
Thank you. Some consider bullying to be purposeful attempts to control another person through verbal abuse, which could be in a tone of voice or in content, such as teasing or threats, exclusion, or physical bullying or violence, where the victim does not want, while sometimes the feature of peer abuse, repeated activity, they call it. In the definition of bullying, others acknowledge single instances, age differences in their definitions of bullying. In the military and business, in nursing homes, So that's what it says. Yeah. So.
And it's also, it says, although a form of harassment, bullying. So it is a form of harassment.
Yeah. And separate category of sexual harassment, also a whole different
that's
thing.
That's a whole different animal there.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so.
So you're telling me you dealt with this issue your entire life here?
Yeah. Well, after, I think after, I stopped doing, when I left school, after grade 11, I stopped dealing with that bullying.
Really?
Yeah. Until recently.
Well.
Again, let me tell. You want to know how it happened?
Totally.
Well, yeah, those kind of girls. Do you want to know?
Do I want to know? Yeah, sure, I want to know.
Maybe,
tell me.
Maybe people can relate to this. So about a year ago, I got a call from someone, I guess a fellow competitor. yeah, saying they weren't happy with our advertising practices, which is too blunt.
Totally.
It's no one's business. It's a free enterprise. People can do what they want. And didn't think it was saying the hypnotherapists were mad at me, we weren't supporting each other, and this and that. Basically try to bully me and say, why are you doing this? And she called repeatedly the office, pretending to be someone else, trying to talk to me. I don't even know this person. I mean, I spoke with her. She tried to call pretending she's someone else. She tried to email me, pretending she's a fake client. The school I was going to hypnotherapy previously, she tried to call them, and they don't care. Like, why are you calling? And so the last of,
if I can recap for the audience,
recap.
Let me make it a bit clearer for the audience. So while in school, you were still,
hypnotherapy school,
work session. It's one particular hypnotherapist, and there's a high likelihood that she's listening. I will not mention her name, but you know who you are. Anyway, make a long story short, she decides to ring us and say, she did not like the advertising practices and the fees charged.
The therapists are very angry at you. And
but she never actually spoke to you ever, literally.
And by the way, a side note, I'm not the only therapist who uses different marketing techniques or different ways to promote yourself.
But she never actually spoke to you, per se. It's always been with me.
Yeah.
She's never actually had you on the phone, literally.
No. Yeah.
So it's always been with me. And the thing is with me, she's mentioned about... She didn't like the practices. She had her other lad, a hypnotherapist. He rang up and he tried to, you know, ask questions. You know, I was polite and cordial with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's fine. He didn't fancy the answer. You know, not that I cared.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she did similar. She said her point. You know, I had said the point that I had. And she didn't fancy the answer as well. I said, sorry, you know, you don't like it. She said, well, I want to speak to Lisa. And I said, well, why do you have a need to speak to Lisa? She said, well, I just want to speak to her. I said, that's fine. I can understand your desire. But again, the question is, why do you have a need to speak to her? And she said, oh, can I not speak to Lisa? I said, that's fine. Again, why do you need to speak to her? And I never got a clear answer to this day as the need why.
And then
Then she went on and on about the prices and the code, et cetera. And I said, no, wait. According to, and you know me, because I have a background in law.
I know, you're
criminal law. So
yeah.
I said, you know, what I had to say. She didn't fancy that answer as well, so she hung up. And a few months later, we her and I had a chat on the phone again, a slightly different topic. She got angry at me and hung up again. I guess she feels I'm not sensitive enough.
Yeah. Oh, side note, you forgot. When she had called to ask, speak to me, three times she asked, do you think she'll call me back? Will she call me back? Will she call me back?
Yeah, she asked.
Yeah, why, it's kind of like almost harassment. Why is someone I don't even know?
And the response I had was something to the effect, I said, she will do what's appropriate.
Or I'll give her the message or whatever.
I'll pass the message, she will do what's appropriate.
Yeah.
Which is the truth, you did what's appropriate.
Yeah. I don't have time for this nonsense. I'm too busy.
And she also contacted the school to voice her displeasure.
And the teacher's like, it's not our problem.
The teacher's like, why are you calling here? I mean, what can we do?
Basically said, well, get past the message. That's it. And she even questioned them, will you give the message? Like, yeah, we'll give her the message. They got the message. So
that's, you know, that's then. That was a bit of bullying. But again, according to me, because I'm not used to what they call this bullying, so to me it's just, I have a different outlook on it. To me it's just, it's so minute. It's just not even worth me lifting your feet up off the floor. But I understand with you, it's more of a different type of thing you look at.
Yeah. And then I get to fast forward, and then later in the next couple months, I guess a lot, about a month ago, you know, a couple of weeks ago, someone put a fake review on our
Facebook
page, which was total BS, and I knew that, because I have a record, every client sees me, like, everything is there, and so it was just phony, and, yeah.
But I've told you, please, when that stuff happens, please give it to me.
I know, you like it. So
I get off on that stuff.
I'm helping people, so any headaches or any BS, then you'll deal with the pit bull.
Deal with the pit bull. I love it.
So anyone who's listening, you're going to deal with the pit bull.
Oh, you'll deal with the pit bull. I'll just eat them up alive. I love it. I get off on it.
You can't get to us. Or you can't get to me. So.
You're doing nothing wrong. You're helping people.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't.
And, you know, because, you know, you're kind and you're caring and you have so much empathy. And, you know, you just do a great job. And that one jealous review, that Facebook review, the phony review you put on there. And I gave a simple response to the review, and by some great miracle, the review disappeared.
It's gone.
So I guess it went up to the sky.
Yeah, poof, it disappeared.
Yeah.
What happened?
Because the things
they said. They know they're a lie. It's full of...
Yeah, the things they said in there.
Yeah.
And I said,
Totally.
I said, oh, so the things you're saying. So I asked simple questions. To this day, I've yet to get an answer. Like I said, the bloody thing disappeared. So, just by some miracle, it's gone. I guess it's done.
So, the latest bullying technique they use, they sent me a fake client recently.
To be fair, we cannot really say that that's a connection.
Alleged.
However, what we can say is that you recently had a client who came in, who stated, and I was not there, but according to you, who stated that, I know it sounds like an investigation, but according to you, who stated that she had a friend as a hypnotherapist.
Yes.
She declined to give you the name of the friend even after you requested it, which is fine, whatever. She's there for help. So, you know, she came in for the session, et cetera, et cetera. She, correct me when I'm wrong, it appeared that she was in a deep session, you know, what do you call it when you're out?
Hypnosis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deep session of hypnosis, et cetera, et cetera. And she states to you that she feels really good.
Yeah. After it's like, wow, it was really deep and different than what she expected. I don't know what she
And then maybe you should tell the second half. And.
Yeah, what happened today?
I suppose. Of course, you cannot mention names, but you can, brief overview.
Yeah, give me a brief overview. So what happened was, some guy was telling me something was off, something was amiss. You just know. Ladies, you know when something's off. So, I was like, fair enough. So she's supposed to come to session today. What's that? For me? For them. Yeah. So she was late, so I was probably suspecting the person's not going to show up. Texted her, and she's bluntly said, I'm not coming to any more sessions. Can you call me? All right, fine.
Hmm.
We talked, and basically was accusing me of, should I say?
I can say if you want. I mean, I can make it clear.
She
basically said that she felt that the session did not go the way it should have went or appropriate as it should have went, in a sense of, she states you were on your cell phone, and I asked you, I said, were you talking on the cell phone? You said no. I said, okay, well, if you weren't talking on the phone, how are you quote-unquote on it? And
she was deep in hypnosis. You don't open your eyes if you're deep. She claimed she was deep in hypnosis.
Oh, but it's more to it than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you put her in hypnosis, there was no phone unit in your hand.
Yeah.
Now, if someone's in hypnosis, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but most of the time the eyes are closed.
Yes, they're closed.
Now, mind you, on this planet, on planet Earth, when your eyes are closed,
yeah.
I don't think you can really see through your eyelids.
No.
But in the gamma star sector, you can.
Yeah.
But since we're on Earth, when your eyes are closed, you cannot really see through your eyelids.
Yeah.
So if your eyelids are closed, and if you're in deep hypnosis, how would you know if a person held a handheld device in their hand, especially if they weren't, you know, speaking into it?
You'd have to open your eyes.
You'd have to open your eyes to see it.
Yeah.
But if you're in a deep state of hypnosis...
You wouldn't want to. We wouldn't, unless you're faking it.
Yeah, so logic dictates that perhaps you were not as deep, not you, the person was not as deep as they stated.
Claimed. So, yeah. So,
Because if the unit was not in your hand when you went, she went into the session, was not in your hand when the session ended, who told her that a unit was in your hand? It sure was not the Queen of England.
Yeah.
So who told her the unit was in your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm asking you, who told her?
She
did you tell her?
No.
So she saw. So she saw it.
She said she saw it.
Then she was not in the session.
Hypnosis.
The deep
yeah.
hypnosis.
And she was.
So she's not
it.
In the deep hypnosis, and she came there, for hypnosis. Mm-hmm. So why was she not in the deep hypnosis? And when she said, "Oh, I felt good," then there's a possibility that that session was not factual.
Yeah, because the end of it, she seemed pretty deep to me.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Wow, I never had a session like that before," and. So, just really accusing me of, what's the term I should use?
Well, she basically said that the session was not quite what she thought.
And accused me of, lying, and which I'm always upfront with everyone, I was upfront with her.
But even if someone is in, the thing is, and I hope this nice bird is listening, even if you're in session or you're under hypnosis, if the therapist is holding a handheld device, that is irrelevant. It has no bearing whatsoever on the session. So you could be looking at your handheld device, possibly looking at... No.
Yeah.
Possibly looking at maybe like a script, like part of the script. So the argument can be that the unit's in your hand to help facilitate, reading the script. I mean, you can read... the session, you can read a script from paper, can you not?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between paper... and a handheld unit, reading could be possibly reading from.
True.
Yeah. So her argument has no merit. Number one, I sound like a lawyer now.
Yeah.
But her argument simply has no merit.
Yeah.
Number one.
And the issue is it being asleep. And that was explained before the session. That's every client has to explain the terminology I use and why I use it. Everyone.
Well, you go a step further though. You give the sheet.
I go a step further. Here it's written and it's. Explains it in detail why, and she read it.
Yeah, she read it, and she said, and I assume she understood.
Yeah, after that, I always ask everyone, do you have any questions? All right, shall we start? Okay. So.
And also, the fact that she did not ring you to say, I'm going to be late. I think you called her.
To her, and conveniently, she waited 1 week until the exact time of the next appointment, so she knew that she wouldn't show up.
Yeah.
She was so unhappy the next day, or a couple days later, she'd ring me up and say, look.
So like in law.
The situation is kind of suspect. What are they doing?
Yeah, so like in criminal law, we call it...
totality of circumstances.
Yes, totality of the circumstances clearly shows that this particular case may not be what the person has been alleging.
Yes.
Based upon all the available facts/evidence. I know we're not in court, but...
But yeah. Anyway, it was just a red flag. Well, I knew the whole thing from first session was a red flag, and something didn't feel right. So, anyway, that's done.
I told you today, the audience wants to hear, all the highs and the lows, the good and the bad. So, we're very transparent here. We tell it all.
Yeah, so this is the kind of things past year I've been going through. It's, you see, not to worry about it, but, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just helping people.
You're doing less than zero
wrong.
So,
when people come at me like this, they feel like they're trying to attack me and bully me, and I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm helping people. That's why I'm here on Earth. It's on Earth.
So
they can just, it's your own issue. I wish afterwards we'll talk about why bullies bully.
But what gobsmacks me is they never do it to me. I don't get it.
And they don't do it to me. They're going to run away from you.
They always try to find me to do it. They never do it to me.
I'm too busy. I'm too busy in sessions. My energy goes to that. My energy is not going to go through this. It's kind of finally timely. The show I planned actually last night. And it's kind of funny this happened. So this is kind of my experience. And maybe call or send me a message if you don't want to talk. Send me a message or email us if you're a business or at work or if you're experienced with bullying. I know I'm not the only one.
If you have an issue or experience with bullying, you just want to discuss anything regarding bullying, give us a jingle, 516-595-8091.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to repeat it again. Yeah. 595. Oh, sorry, as you were. 516. 595-8091.
Totally. Totally.
Hmm. Or if you're a bully, call in. Or if you're listening, call in too.
But please, we want the calls. And if anyone has any question, we're more than happy to sort it out, you know, now. Like I said, we're very transparent here, so any questions, what's over here? Oh, you want to?
I was going here, but you want to press something here?
I just want
to see. He controls the studio in here.
I just want to see you here. Yeah, give us a jingle. Oh, here they come.
Yeah. I'm ready. Yes, sir. Okay.
What?
I was going to talk about why people bully.
Yeah.
So if you're going through the situation and you're like, what did I do wrong? Why are they doing this? Like, there's some major issues with bullying. It's not actually just reading about it. More issues. Like, I kind of know why. Maybe we can talk about the other reasons. So the psychology of it, the bully, they want you to feel little, belittle you, because they feel very insecure.
Oh.
And they feel threatened, be it at work, be it in the schoolyard, be it business. They're very threatened. If you're not threatened, you would say, hey, let's work together. And I don't mind, let's work together. But you have to go back behind someone's back, gossip, do all that backhanded stuff. Very worried. I guess, you know, my example, I guess, you know, I'm on their mind a lot. They're going to go do all this trouble against me.
Yeah.
So really, they're insecure. And they feel terrible in themselves, like the guy who beats up his kids. Like they feel nothing inside. They're
just empty. Empty shell.
So we can go along here. Some of them, we can learn something new.
By the way, we can go a little longer tonight there.
No,
maybe another 15 minutes.
No, it's fine, yeah. All right, so reasons why people bully. So culture causes of bullying. Do you know that?
The culture is fascinated with women.
Winning
power
and violence. Well, some experts suggest is unrealistic to expect that people will not be influenced to seek power through violence in their own lives. That's kind of where someone's pushing around the playground, I guess. What's the other one? Institutional causes. If the institution of which the bullying takes place, be it at home, school, or workplace, does not have high standards for the way people treat each other.
And?
There. They want power. To say someone feels, again, really small, very little, they want power over you. Because somewhere in their life, they're lacking power.
Which
one? You go back? I'll do it.
Oh, you spoiled me! Around the world. You bullied me, literally.
I know.
You know yourself, move, I'll do it.
You
bullied me.
You can say through all the shows, you're bull.
What is it better?
Yeah, you just bullied me. She just bullied me.
You
can tell me.
I just heard around the world. Ignore that, that's fine.
I'm not bullying you. I'll be assertive.
I'll be assertive.
Anyway, so back down. So another reason is societal issues. The fact that one gets more social recognition for negative behaviors than for positive ones can contribute to reasons why people bully. Situational comedies, TV, reality TV, family issues. Families that are not warm and loving, in which feelings are not shared, are most likely to have children who bully. I've experienced that in school.
Oh.
Supposedly one of the girls that was bullying me, she saw the school counselor, and they said that she's the youngest in the home, and I guess I didn't get much attention. But really, it's not about the person. You're just there, the person wants to pick on. They have other things in their mind. It feels like they're attacking you. But it's coming, you have to scapegoat. It's coming from a different place inside them.
So. But you also understand, because you have the mental health training and background, whereas I do not, you can see this in a bit of a different light than I can. I look at it from a totally different perspective.
I see on many levels, you have to translate. Like, people who are bullying you, attacking you.
Yeah.
That's nothing. It's just...
People
are coming after you, attacking you. They're coming from, I would say, an unconscious state. They have a low vibration. They're stuck in their head, their ego. People who are happy with their life, they're not going to go around. They have no time to. Why would they even think about, like, I wouldn't think about doing it to someone. Like, You're happy if you want to spread happiness around. You're negative because you want to spread negative, your nastiness around.
So let's see, what are some of the other issues?
Okay, so family, the bully's personal history. Children who experience social rejection themselves are more likely to pass on to others. Children who experience academic failure are also more likely to bully others.
Oh, so they can't, if they cannot read or write, they tend to bully.
Well, having power, I mentioned that already. Some research indicates the very fact of having power makes some people wish to wield it in a noticeable way. And it's also true that people may be given power without being trained in the leadership skills that will help them wield it wisely. Either situation can contribute to why people bully others. Let's see, just some other reasons. Provocative victims. People who are annoying and condescending to others, or aggressive verbally, or in other words, are not picked up. Sorry, I got distracted by that. Or in other words, are not picked up by those in authority, may contribute to a dynamic that can be characterized as bullying.
Can I read it for people again?
No, I know, I got distracted by the message there. Okay, at least beeps coming on. Forget it.
It's okay.
Do it again. Sorry.
People who are annoying and condescending to others and/or aggressive verbally, or in other ways that are not picked up by those in authority, may contribute to the dynamic that can be characterized as bullying by one individual, but actually grows out of provocation by another individual.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So can you translate what that means?
I need to see this again. This is talking about people who are annoying and condescending. Like, oh, I think someone I... No.
But, I mean,
they're bullies.
But you can talk what it is without this screen up here, because we can keep the studio up in case, for, you know, different things.
All right, let's go to the next one. That was kind of weird, that reason. Actually, it's over. Anyway, the point is, this is how bullies do it.
Yeah.
And
Wait, who's this caller here?
Oh.
That's why I said we need to...
Green, okay. We'll put it on the air.
Hello, whoever you are. You're calling the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
Yes,
hello.
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 Hello, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we're here. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Angela?
Angela, okay. So where are you calling from, love?
Courtney.
Okay.
And I guess that's Courtney, British Columbia.
Yeah. Okay. So have you ever been bullied?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
When?
Yeah. I've been bullied a couple times. Well, my last job that I transferred over, we had a assistant manager who did a lot of bullying, but they never did anything about him.
Oh.
So what did exactly, how did he exactly, or she, I suppose, how is they exactly a bully?
He.
Oh, okay.
She,
okay.
He is a he. Well, constant put downs and, you know, just you can never do anything right for them.
Oh.
Oh.
Holy.
And how did you handle that?
I ended up leaving the store.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you just possibly think about going to the management to, you know, complain?
We did.
Oh, we? So it means there's more than one person complaining then?
Yeah, there's more than one person complaining, but I was the only one that actually complained.
Oh.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. You had the gumption to go forward.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't do anything about him, so.
Hmm.
Oh.
Ah.
Because they protect managers and blah, 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 as it goes down, right?
Hmm.
Ah.
Holy!
Holy! So was that your only experience with bullying?
No. Definitely was in school. A little.
So what, like in high school?
Yeah. Elementary school, mostly.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah.
Without going into too much detail, what happened in the elementary and the high school that would you call bullying? Like, what did they do?
I think they just, like, more or less put downs, you know, make you feel bad about your...
Oh.
You know. But the reason why they did that was because they never felt good about themselves. And they do that to make themselves feel better.
Right.
Oh, is that true?
Yes, it's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because this is, I hear this stuff often, but for me, it's just so different. Because no one really did that to me, other than the one, you know, punk who said bring lunch money. And the next day, he got a smashing across the face with school poke. But then it had no problem whatsoever after that.
But I think it's worse with CB. It's worse with girls. They can be nasty and gossiping. And
oh, girls are worse. They make up rumors about you.
Yeah, because
you can do nothing and they can make rumors.
Yeah, they can be nasty bitches.
Huh.
Yeah.
But now this is worse with cyberbullying. I can't imagine having Facebook in high school. Like it's.
It would be brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is all a new, when I hear this.
After you, it's new, yeah.
Well, even I go to the pubs, the lads tell me the same thing.
Oh, bullying.
They're bullying, being bullied. Like, what the fuck do you mean, man? You're being bullied. And they say the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I actually heard this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, he said he was being bullied by his next-door neighbor. And he said the neighbor would just, like, glare at him and, you know, make faces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, okay. I said, well, what you do? He said, well, I don't do anything. I just ignore him. And I walk by. He walks up to the front door, and the punk next door will come to the fence, put his face at the fence, make faces. I said, well, maybe he wants, some dinner. I mean, what? So he just bullies him and turns his music up loud and makes faces at his friends that come by.
Yeah.
I said, well, you go have a chat with him and say, what, you know, is there something I can do for you to help you? I mean, what do you need? He said he doesn't want to be bothered. I think,
no.
It's just strange to me. And he's 40 years old.
Well, yeah, they never grow up. Some don't grow up. They just
I mean, you can be a bully-e and never grow up, right?
Yeah.
Like somebody who receives a lot of bullying and they can never get to the point where they can stand up.
No, yeah, like, these cunts, I should say. They feel really insecure, and they want to, like, oh, I don't like her, I'll bring her down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
It's one thing in this area.
I do have to admit that, though, without bullying, when you grow up, I mean, if you don't have some of that, then you won't be able to develop a thicker skin.
She's correct.
Yeah.
She's absolutely correct.
Oh, I've expressed bullying. Is my skin thick enough, though?
To be a bit thicker.
Oh, no. But what I do is I'm blunt to the point. I let them know. And then they're all right.
Yeah, I think that's
goodbye.
What it is. You gotta learn how to build a thicker skin so it doesn't bug you when just tell people, not cool.
Holy.
Yeah, so... Okay.
Wow.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
Well,
yeah.
That was a learning experience, for me.
Well, it's the first time I've phoned into a show, so the first one for me.
Oh, good. Well, now you're on a podcast. Now people can hear you.
Now your voice shall be heard simply around the world. And in the city of Courtney, you'll be
famous.
A local celebrity there.
Yeah.
What are they doing in Courtney for fun there?
There's not much to do in Courtney for fun.
Is there not a pub called, I think it's called like Allwood or something like that?
A pub?
The pub called, I think it's called Allwood or something All.
I don't know. I don't go out much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wonder because I know a few people there.
Okay. Oh, well, thanks for the call.
The call, and we shall... chat with you again and call in anytime you desire.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Have a great night.
Bye.
There. We had our first caller from Courtney, British Columbia. So she had a bit of a bullying herself growing up.
Yeah, even and she said in the workplace too. So.
Bizarre. So, moving forward, so how can hypnotherapy help this bullying, hypnosis. You think? Well, hypnosis. Right?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so as I've been bullied myself, it can help with, sometimes your confidence can get really low because you start to believe what these bullies say. They do it enough. So help with your confidence, self-esteem, get over it because it can leave emotional scars for life. You think about it to this day, these people, all the people they did. And, so, so hypnotherapy can really help boost you and just get over what happened to you in the past. So, yeah, it can be really beneficial. That
personally, this is what I think of boys. Bully there. You get the connection, or no?
So a content kitty? I don't know.
Oh, that's okay.
That's something else. So.
Meaning, well, it ties into what you say earlier. I mean, the bullies are just like simple...
food.
Simpletons.
Yeah.
They don't have enough internal fortitude to, you know, want to achieve well and...
okay.
And do things. So... they have to belittle the next person in order to make themselves feel better, to boost up their self-esteem. You not agree?
I agree.
So, but now hypnotherapy can go in there and find the root cause that causes a person to be a bully and essentially eliminate that. Would you not agree?
Yep, I agree.
Oh.
So, all right, so...
well, what else can we...
is there anyone else out there who wants to call in? We can have any other experiences you want to share about bullying?
516-595-8091.
And Angela has some good tips about bullying. It's just basically like telling them it's not okay. Like what I do is, doesn't matter who that person is, I make it known and I'm clear with them and usually, actually, I end the phone call before they do, but they don't like that. But,
exactly.
Yeah,
they just
can't.
Like
yeah, if they were family and friends, I'm clear to the point, and the behavior I don't like, or they treat me a certain way, I tell them, and they look at me like, because I'm not used to that, and so you have to...
That's because
they're...
Yeah,
so yeah, you're not alone, and just make sure you support yourself with positive people, and forget about these imbeciles.
Well, it's easier said than done for certain people. If they just simply enjoy life.
Bugging you, maybe because you're bothering her.
After hearing you sing, I would venture to say to not quit your day job. Is it bullying that I just did?
Yeah.
No? Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I need sensitivity training.
Yeah. So, this podcast will be available, so yeah, feel free to share it with your friends and social media. It's a very important topic, so.
And we do the show, of course, we like to have fun during the show, but we like to also show kind of what services we can offer you and why hypnotherapy is, good for you.
And, you know, being, since I'm not a robot, I'm a person, I want to talk about my experience with this situation, so.
Apparently, I'm the robot.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a commercial.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help.
We can help.
Been denied entry to the USA? If so, we can help. Criminal record? We can help you get a party. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
Yeah, he doesn't like it if his commercial is not played. So.
Yeah.
So
I think that was a really important show we did. So.
Oh wait a minute! Have you seen the doctor?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, Doctor Who. We're off the road on that ship now, people. I'll be back. Look at another dimension.
You're already there. It's supposed to say, okay, I'll ask you again. Have you seen the doctor?
Doctor Who? Okay, that's enough.
It's British humor.
Yes, loud, and it's going to hurt people's ears.
No, we just like that. We like to have fun, so.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just me personality. I just like to have fun anyway.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so but we won't do another show before Christmas. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
It's Happy Christmas.
Oh, excuse me, I was going to say both. Merry Christmas and Happy Christmas.
Oh, was that bullying, you know?
How do you say it in French? Bon. I don't know, I'm not going to bother. I don't know how to say it in French. Which is kind of horrible. And have a Happy New Year, and wish everyone the best for 2015. Have a wonderful life.
And what else?
Good things happen.
And some other stuff, too.
What's left? I mean, good life. What's after that?
Well, like, for the show that I do.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that. Yeah, so you have your own podcast. You have
your own podcast with people who have sorted out. Well, sorry. If you cannot cross over to America, we get you sorted out quite proper. That show, if you go to Facebook, you search up, it's U.S. Entry Waiver Law. No, sorry. Which one is it? It's you. I should even know the show.
U.S. Entry Waiver.
No, not that one.
Oh.
Oh, it's U.S. Entry Waiver Legal Services. The U.S. Entry Waiver Legal Services on Facebook. And that's what we do. More so, that's the show that I do. For kind of, you know, what I do. So. If you listen to the shows we have regarding that, just check us out on the Facebook. I have a different co-host for that one.
Yes.
She's very, very good.
Yeah. So if you want to reach us, check us out. We have two websites for hypnotherapy. Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.com or NoahsArkHypnotherapy.com. Yeah, we'd love to get a message if you're been bullied or what topics you want us to talk about on the show?
Yeah, and feel free, anyone, call in anytime for any reason whatsoever. We love to hear your input because, like, again, the show is done for you and only you, no one else.
Yes.
And you have any last words?
I just want to mention it can be a stressful time of year, Christmas coming up, so just remember to breathe. Remember, don't let your family bully you. Just take care of yourself and be happy. Have what you want in life.
And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you, no one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy or check out our website at secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno. So until next time, have an excellent life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.